being a contract year, you have a new addition to the family. I know you're looking for stability, and watching some of the games, I see that Kirk Cousins is overthrowing you. Are you guys doing some things to work on the chemistry?
It's going how it's going right now. I mean, I guess, you know, what you're seeing on film is what you're seeing. So, you know, we're working. We're trying to do everything we can to, you know, stay patient and, you know, hopefully connect on some of them. But, you know, as a wide receiver and, you know, as a guy that's, you know, known for doing some great things down the field, big plays and all that stuff, you know, we need a little more of that added to, you know, our play right now because that's what we're missing on. So once we kind of connect on that part of the game, I think, you know, we'll be in a lot better shape in these games instead of, you know, kind of, you know, struggling and barely winning the past couple games. So we're trying to figure it out.
Deshaun, this will be, I guess, your fourth game against the Eagles, you know, having played here and everything. How much more amped up do you get to play your former team still, even with Chip Kelly going and Doug Peterson here?
Well, I mean, you know, any time you get an opportunity to play, you know, it's always a blessing. Like I say, it's definitely going to mean a little more because I started in Philadelphia and, you know, now I'm here. So, you know, just got to take it in stride and, you know, hopefully we get a win this week. It's going to be a big game, highly anticipated. I'm sure both sides are, you know, doing everything they can to prepare themselves throughout the week to hopefully come out on top. So, you know, we're taking our steps, doing what we need to do and, you know, getting ready for Sunday.
Hey, Deshaun, you're going to turn 30 this year. It seems like just the other day you were drafted. How has your role changed there? Most of the receivers are younger than you, except for Pierre, I guess. Do you see yourself in a different place in your career than you were when you left here?
I mean, I think, you know, that's the obvious. You know, I'm definitely 29 going on 30 within the next 2 months, so you know, just mature, you know, handle my business like a professional. I've learned a lot, you know, from where I started to where I'm at now. So I think that's with anything in life. I think, you know, if you ask yourself, you know, in your business, which you came from when 10 years ago, 8 years ago, you'll say to where you're at now, you will say a lot's changed and you learned a lot and you probably do things a little different. So I mean, I think that's just with everyday life. You know, you always want to become different and not stay the same person. So I think, you know, that's definitely a given.
Deshaun, what did you make of Chip Kelly's reign here finally ending?
I mean, you know, happy to see Doug. Doug there, man, he's actually, you know, I respect him when he was there with Coach Reed. So it's just, you know, congratulating him on getting the job. I think he deserves. He's done some good things when he left and went to Kansas City, and now I'm back in Philadelphia. So, I mean, I definitely have a respect for Doug and a good relationship with him as well, too. So, I mean, it'll be good to see him when we play Sunday. But, you know, we got a job to do on our end, which is win the game. So, you know, we'll do everything we can to prepare ourselves for that.
Deshaun, along those lines, you are a free agent after this year. Have you allowed yourself to think beyond this season, and would Philadelphia be a place you might consider returning should the opportunity arise?
I mean, we still got 11 games here, you know, so being a contract year, being a next year, I'll be a free agent, you know, never know how things will turn out. But, I mean, you know, whatever the calling is, whatever God's calling is, I definitely think, you know, I'll be blessed to be whatever it is. I mean, hopefully I'll still be here in Washington and, you know, not have to really worry about that. But, I mean, you know, you never know how this industry, how this business turns out. So, I mean, keeping your options open, playing the smart, doing what you need to do to, you know, keep a job in the NFL. So I think I'm doing that. I think I'm still playing at a high level. I'm still running by guys, still fast and haven't lost a step. So, you know, I still see myself playing another 5, hopefully 7 years in this game.
So you have no hard feelings towards Philadelphia, would you say?
No, I never really had hard feelings towards Philadelphia. I mean, besides being released by whoever released me, I mean, you know, that's different. But I guess he's not there no more. So it's never really been hard feelings to the city or to, you know, the team, the organization. But like I say, things happen, and, you know, we move on. You know, I'm blessed to still have an opportunity to be playing at a high level and being, you know, having a job and still playing at a high level. So never no hard feelings.
Do you look at, you know, Mac obviously kind of stepped into your shoes a little bit in 2014, but they've had a lot of struggles finding someone on the outside that, that can take the lid off the top. Have you found that remotely interesting, obviously in light of the fact that you were released? And then, I mean, and have you been paying attention to that?
Not really. I'm really focused on my job here at Stans. Like I said, trying to, you know, still stay at a high level and play at a high level. So, I mean, whatever their struggles are, whatever they have, I mean, I guess, you know, that's a, you know, something they have to worry about there. I'm not there no more, so I don't really get caught up in that. But, like I said, I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy what's going on. And, you know, hopefully we can just finish strong and, you know, pull for something exciting here in these next couple of weeks.
Looking at your Twitter and your Instagram, there's an awful lot of baby pictures on there. You seem to be really into being a dad.
I mean, yeah, it's a blessing, man. I love my son. You know, he's definitely matured me a lot. You know, it just gives me extra motivation and determination to go out there and, you know, do it for him. Gives me another reason to go out there and still be great. And, you know, hopefully one day when he gets older, he'll be able to see how his dad went about business, and hopefully he'll be able to follow in the footsteps, maybe be better.
Speaking of dad, you still involved with the pancreatic cancer. I know some years ago you had some efforts here in Philly, and I just want to know if that's, you know, still something that you guys are involved in.
Yeah, well, I just had an event last year. You know, had a golf event, you know, raise money for it and things of that nature. So I definitely stay active with that. You know, fortunately, I lost my dad to that disease and that cancer. So, you know, always trying to bring awareness to that and continue to do things in the community, acts on bullying and, you know, non-profit organizations as well, too. So I'm definitely active in all areas.
Deshaun, I know you don't watch other teams' offensive game tape, but have you had a chance to see Carson Wentz play, and what are your impressions if you have?
It's very impressive. I definitely saw a couple of games. Obviously, the games, the Eagles still televised, you know, some Thursday nights, Monday nights, sometimes when we're not playing at the same time. Checked him out. It's very impressive. He's doing a great job as far as being a rookie. And, you know, it's just exciting to see a young guy come in and do some great things. So I definitely saw him and think he's doing a good job.
I know you're still close with LeSean. Do you guys still talk about what might have been? I mean, could you imagine your...
He sent me a message this morning and said, man, we was awesome together. I was like, yeah, man, I miss playing with you, but, you know, gotta live on, move on. And but we definitely do. He actually sent me a picture this morning, you know, when he scored a touchdown. We was both in Philadelphia, and it was like, man, we missed them days. But I said, you gotta live on, move on. And it's unfortunate that, you know, things broke up the way they did, but I think everybody's still happy and, you know, still doing what they need to do.
Also, too, when you were released, there was, like, a lot of rumors going around why the Eagles released you. It seems since you've been in Washington that there hasn't been – I mean, you've been a model player, apparently a model citizen as far as we could tell. I mean, do you still have any bitterness over, you know, some of the stuff that was put out there at the time of your release?
No, I think, you know, everything surpassed. I think both sides has moved in a different direction, and, you know, I'm never bitter. About anything. I just, like I said, I'm excited and still feel great about, you know, playing in this league and playing at a high level. So, I mean, that's really the focus. And, you know, we're focused on winning games here in Washington. As far as anything else, we can't really worry about it.
Hey, guys, we got time for one more.
I know that now that you've got down there to Washington, you like to fish. How did that hobby come about, and what is it about fishing that you like so much?
Yeah, man, it's just relaxing. You know, it's kind of country out here, so we're in Virginia, so it's really not too much to do as far as going out or things of that nature. So kind of just got into it last offseason. Went out a couple times with a buddy or two of mine, and it's just real relaxing. It's kind of competitive, too, because, you know, something about the fish, they don't always bite. But, you know, it's just one of the things you go out there on the water and just really relax and enjoy life. And, you know, when you're on the field, you're, you know, in this business and you're working so hard, sometimes to be able to get out in the nature and just feel the breeze, look at the water, sunset drop, all that type of stuff is something, you know, that kind of just caught my eye. So it's more of a relaxing thing.